On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, but a mere few hundred miles away, a man more serious than Henry Kissinger and the late Christopher Hitchens combined, the J-Man.
Hola. Welcome to another glorious day to all of our listeners all over the world. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Jason, and yourself?
Oh, just wonderful. It's yet another amazingly beautiful weekend here in God's country.
Really?
Nice, cool start to the day. Temperatures in the 40s, and then it climbs into the 60s. Sun shining. Slight breeze out of the north. Can't ask for much more than that.
No, you can't. Our weather here today is a bit gloomy, very windy, very chilly. However, it's God's gift to us, and for that, I am grateful.
Well, tell you what, Matt.
Yes.
You know, I watched NBA every single day this week.
Why?
Because it's awesome.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Horrible.
It's Charles Barkley. You know, it's just fantastic.
Okay.
It's exciting. There were three games on yesterday. I only watched two of them, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was great. Friday night was awesome. I stayed up late and watched the Spurs beat the hell out of the Lakers. That's always entertaining.
You are a Spurs fan, aren't you?
I am.
That's good.
I am a Spurs fan. So, all right. So anything special and exciting happening in your world this week?
No, not especially. Not especially. Not even any really good beer mind stories to tell you, really. Very calm, very relaxed. Which is not a bad thing.
I guess. A little boring, but.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday.
What?
And this has never happened before. I was at Walmart, as I am, on Saturday mornings, and I saw a real live midget. A little person. In Walmart.
Yes.
I've never seen one in the wild before. It was crazy. And I guess he lives here or something. I mean, there's no the circus isn't in town. There's no So, he was in Walmart. He was, at first I thought it was probably just some, redneck's kid.
Right.
I realized he was wearing the shirt and shoes, so that's not like it. So
well-dressed midget.
Yeah. And then he walked by me and I realized it was actually a little person, and he was getting some Coke and some chips and dip. So I guess he too was getting ready for the NBA triple header.
Of course he was.
But maybe too bad he didn't have He was carrying a basket. Too bad he didn't have one of those carts, you know, where he'd have his hands above his head pushing the cart. That would have been fun.
Or even better if he was riding in one. Of course, you've got to be this tall to ride in the cart.
You pick him up and put him in the little seat thing. Man. All right, tell us what you want, little buddy.
Did he get everything half off?
No, but he did have to get the generic of everything because that's what's on the lower shelves.
Of course. And we only discuss this because we're just, you know, making people aware of the challenges faced by.
Oh, absolutely. You probably don't think about them on a daily basis.
Right.
So.
Oh, no, they're just faceless, you know, shadows in the crowd.
And
we like
some
to,
people,
we like
some people
to
even claim
them.
To be scared. Yeah, some people even claim to be scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I would never do that.
No,
no. No.
It's not like they're clowns or something.
No. In fact, I enjoy watching a rousing game of midget basketball. It's much better than the NBA.
It's similar to the WNBA, actually. Hey-o! Hey, we have a bit of a crowd forming in the chat room.
I see that. Oh, my. We've got some hotties in there. And the hottest of all, we have Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And we have Catcher's Dude's mom, a guest. We have Lorna. And we have, you know who we have in there now, Jay.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes.
I sensed her arrival.
Did you really?
Yes. I felt it deep in my soul.
Yes. I could smell the muskiness coming off my computer screen when in walked Joe.
And we mean that and with all, you know, maturity and respect.
Of course. So, and another thing we do out of maturity and respect is we always start the show off with some shout-outs. So, J-Man, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Well, just real quick shout-out to our boys over there at the Guys With Issues podcast. Yes, after our show, go over there to MarsComedy.com, click on podcast and check them out. Funny guys doing some really good stuff. Got the Miley Cyrus side boob hour going on.
Which I find that a bit immature, but...
A little bit, but it is a bunch of guys getting together and talking guys.
But it's nothing we would do.
No, it's a little, we're a little more highbrow than that, but...
Yeah.
Not, you know.
Right. I've got a couple shout-outs. First of all, I'd like to give out a shout-out to one Robin Gibb, who is still staying alive. We're all happy to hear about that.
Yep, he woke up yesterday. Might have had a little night fever last night, but he still seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
And again, we're honoring Robin. We're not mocking him or making fun of him here.
No, we wouldn't do that. Although if he does pass, it's going to be hard getting used to calling, you know, the remaining band the BG.
Yeah, it will be tough.
And one other really quick shout out to one Theodore Nugent, who some music fame or whatnot, and he's
Nuge.
Really Nuge. Well, we put old Nuge in a stranglehold this week on our website on I'm With Stupid, which you can read at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. And The old Nuge is sending a lot of hits our way.
Yes, he is. Nuge is apparently kind of popular.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And there is a little disconcerting thing about writing that post about Theodore. Seems Friday night someone Googled Matthew Mahoney, Springfield, Ohio. And so I don't know if he's he may be coming after me, Jay. He may be coming after me.
The hunter may become the hunted here.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid. You know why?
Why?
Because Jesus is my Kevlar.
That's, yes, he is.
So bring it on, Theodore. Bring it on.
Huh. And real quick here, a happy birthday shout out to our good friend and friend of the show, Miss Evil Twin's wife.
Yes.
Happy birthday to her.
So
there we go.
Uh-huh.
Shout out. You know, Lorna in the chat room is kind of excited for us to get to the topic. Well, she's left the chat room now because we just didn't quite get around to the topic fast enough for her. I'm sorry, Lorna, but if it's okay with you, we'll program our own show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. If you would like to talk on this subject, Lorna, get your own fucking show.
Yes.
There. I told
her,
didn't I?
Lorna Snatchwell? Oh, Satchwell. Satchwell. I'm sorry. Well, sorry you couldn't stay, Ms. Satchwell. Anywho,
have a good day, Lorna.
Yeah.
If that's your real
name.
She
won't. She's probably a horrid person.
Probably so.
Bitter and unhappy.
Yeah, she's probably just heading out to troll on people's blogs now.
Mm-hmm. And I bet her favorite line is, "And so it goes."
Yeah.
But anyway, we can get to the topic now that Miss Snatchwell has left.
Yeah.
And
yep, now that she's gone,
yeah.
Let's get into
and
this.
And just like her being hurtful, we were slapped across the face this week, J-Man.
We were. Tell you what, folks, on Sunday, April 15th, 2012, a date which will live in infamy.
Yes.
Our character was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
And it hurt.
Oh, it hurt. Attacked by someone, honestly, that we thought we could trust.
We thought we could. And yet, we were attacked much like Alec Baldwin, leaving a raging phone message on his daughter's answering machine. That's how much it hurt.
Very similar, yeah. You know, attacked almost from within. It's to someone... So
that's
close.
That's a very good way to put it. Very good.
Yeah, and really frankly we were sandbagged. I mean,
yeah,
it came out of nowhere.
It was a sucker punch.
It was completely unprovoked. And the accusation was that we are immature and childish, and that we can't be serious about anything.
Right. In fact, the words were a couple of 12-year-old boys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally outrageous. Totally outrageous.
And,
unfounded.
And then, completely. And then later in the week, said accuser doubled down and also claimed that we suck. Which, I mean, come on.
Yeah, really. But I tell you,
yes.
As the accuser, doesn't really seem to be able to back up her claims
of
our childishness.
No,
I mean, she has a few things that she points to.
mm-hmm.
that she claims are our childishness. One of them would be Dick Clark.
Well, yes.
And when, you know, the great Dick Clark passed away earlier this week at the age of 82. And she claims that when your best Dick Clark voice say, "Happy New Year," that's childish. And that you're mocking him in some way, making fun of his having had the stroke. But it's just not true, is it?
No, it's not at all. I was celebrating Dick Clark.
Right.
I was merely repeating some of his final few words before his untimely passing.
Right. And what I think a lot of people don't quite get is, you know, we're entertainers. We're performers here.
Yeah.
And you were simply performing. You were doing your Dick Clark impression.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what entertainers often do, is impressions. You know, I have a Kirk Douglas impression that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on that for a while.
Yes, I can see that.
So, you know, these things happen.
Yes.
I have a Michael J. Fox, but it's more of a visual. It doesn't really work on the radio. But, you know, I mean, these are things that we've talked about this in show prep, you know, working on impressions and stuff. So.
Yeah. In our very mature show prep, that is nothing but hard work and, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Focusing yeah. not on ourselves, but on others.
Yeah. Hardcore.
Yeah. And all the happy do you thing was just, I'm just trying to keep his memory alive.
Right. So that's pretty outrageous.
Yeah. Outrageous claim. I was told, and Jay, I was told, if you go to our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com, you know, the tradition of the Kwanzaa post.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was told that is offensive, juvenile, and completely ridiculous. And the entire point of the entire post. Missed.
Oh, yeah. It was, the post was actually deep. It was subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It was thoughtful. And it had a very important point to be made there at the end.
Exactly. If you read it, you find that when you're celebrating Kwanzaa, if you want to light something up, light something you're familiar with, like a crack pipe, celebrate Bantu Claus, and then give the middle finger to the Jews and the Christians who were over-commercializing the birth of the Holy Baby Jesus.
Right. So if you think that was juvenile and immature, then welcome to Missed the Pointville. Population you.
And
you know, a few people.
And if you don't know where that place is, it's right above. It's 5 miles south of I Am So Above You City.
And you know, I tell you what. Another thing that a lot of people have said is immature and childish is our Babe of the Week.
Yeah, I don't get.
And yeah, you know, what they don't quite understand is our Babe of the Week is pretty similar to Playboy without the nudity.
Yeah.
But, you know, Playboy has all these photos of naked women. But I tell you what, inside that magazine is some damn fine writing going on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Intelligent political coverage,
yep.
cultural observations,
mm-hmm.
just like our blog.
Exactly. We cover it all.
Catcher Dude's mom is rolling her eyes at us.
I don't know why that would be, but I'll tell you what, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if she still is, but she was for years, and she is a very dynamic, attractive woman who runs Playboy, and that would be the either former or current CEO, Christine Hefner.
Absolutely. So
and
there
another,
you go. A woman runs it, so therefore it's all okay.
That's right. And what we're doing with the Babe of the Week, we're not using them or exploiting them. We're celebrating women.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what, Mattman?
Yeah. What?
It turns out that our accuser might actually just be engaging in a little bit of self-loathing.
Really? Why is that?
Well, it seems as though as our accuser has engaged in much of the same type of activity she now claims is so childish and immature.
Yes, I understand where you're going. And I think we have some audio evidence of that, don't we?
Oh, we do. Why don't you crank that up? Or set it up.
I will crank it up now because here is our accuser interviewing her own uterus.
Jay, Mattman, Kim Frigilli here, coming to you live from Schmoop's uterus. It's not for the faint of heart, because let me tell you, inside of Schmoop's uterus, while she is shedding her sugar walls, it's like being in a rickety cart missing four bolts while going through the House of Horrors at the Greene County Fair in Xenia, Ohio. Allow me to elaborate. It's as though Schmoop's baby maker looks like John Wayne Gacy has been in here with his clown face on, a couple of balloons in one hand, and a Yoshi knife in the other. There's bloating that would make a Goodyear blimp proud. There's bleeding that, if harnessed, could run the Red Cross for a year. And there are the cramps. Football players in their oofy-bootsy heat cramps got nothing on this chick. There are the headaches, the need for chocolate, and let me tell you, men don't have a damn thing on being a woman. You guys are pussies. Which is ironic, since pussies, while the source of our pleasure, are also the bane of our existence. Anywho, I'm glad I could share this female perspective with you. We're headed to the shower again, so I'll toss it back to you guys before she tosses another cloth. Jay, Mattman, back to you.
I think someone doth protest too much.
I think so. That is just downright immature and, frankly, gross.
It is. And she snuck it in on us. We had no idea that was going to be on a prior show. It just
happened.
It just got in the queue. And and if you've got any thoughts, if you've got any thoughts about this accuser's immaturity related to ours, you can always call today at 661-244-9852. Today, our I'm With Stupid hotline at 661-244-9852 is sponsored by Honey Baked Ham. If you ever want to go ham on your family, go Honey Baked.
And I tell you what, I think we're winning back the chat room, that man.
Yes. I see that Joe needs to scrub her brain out, and Catcher's dude is just grossed. So there you have it. So I think we know whose maturity level is rising and whose is dropping.
Damn right. Well, I tell you what, though, in all honesty, if we were so immature, then why would people from the state of Ohio, Homeland Security, and NBC Universal be reading our blog consistently?
Exactly.
These are serious people.
Yes.
I mean, there's nobody, there's no immature people working at Homeland Security.
No.
No, they are serious, hard-nosed people, and they read our blog.
Yes.
And same thing at NBC Universal. You know, it's Brian Williams. It's not one of those, you know, loony people. It's not, you know, Rachel Maddow or something.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope it's not Chuck Todd either.
Oh, God. Hopefully. And you know who we hope it is. And wait for it, Jay. Tamron Hall.
Oh, yeah. That's who we're hoping for.
Oh,
catcher dude's mom taking a little shot at us here. She's feeling a little feisty today. Asking, when are you going to get to serious Matt and Jay?
Huh. Now, see, that's hurtful.
I tell you what, and she makes an interesting point, which I will respond to.
Oh, great.
On Tuesday of this week, I wrote a little blog post.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little blog post about what, you know, things that are happening in my in my life. And I ended it by pointing out, by saying that that's what's up around here, well, other than the sadness and heartache. Did anybody, including our accuser, did anybody ask about this sadness and heartache?
No.
Hell no.
No.
No. Didn't care.
No.
Not at all.
And that is exactly why you and I try to point out the travails and hardships and challenges of life through humor, because that's the only way we can cope, because evidently we have no one. No one has our back.
No. On Wednesday, or whatever day it was, Thursday, I wrote a very somber and pessimistic post about how easy it would be to kill me. Did any of our friends inquire as to my well-being? No. Just some stranger on Facebook who I've only known on Facebook for like a week. And even she went through you rather than to me directly.
Mm-hmm. This brings up another excellent example, Jay.
Well, Joe thought I was being ironic, so Joe gets a pass because she thinks I'm clever enough to be ironic. So.
Joe gets a pass just for being Joe.
That's true.
She could shoot me, unlike Ted would. She could shoot me.
No.
And I would say, oh, it's okay. It's just a flesh wound, silly girl.
Now, and she probably would. She would probably be far more likely to shoot you than Ted.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay, you know where the hurt stems from. And, you know, we just try to cover things and mask things with humor.
Right.
Even though we're very mature. Do you remember when your power was out for like 8 hours a few months back?
Oh, yeah. Horrible experience.
Who's the only one who contacted you?
You.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You contacted me to tell me how great it was to have heat and light and cable. But at least you contacted me, right?
I contacted you. That's right. No one else did. And we're about to lose the live stream, so if you want to, call in on the Honey Baked Ham line at 661-244-9852. And because if you do, our accuser will be speaking.
Attempting to defend herself.
Attempting to defend herself, that is correct.
In the after show, which you guys can all catch in the archives. And you should, because it's going to be good, I'm sure.
And ugly.
Right, and Joe is also right. Yes, Jesus did contact me, but Jesus talks to me all the time.
Exactly, he digs you.
Yeah. So about 30 seconds left in the live stream. If anybody wanted to call, if not, thanks for listening live. Please come back and listen to the archives because we're not done.
No, we are not far from it.
And CDM, it's going to get serious. In the final 15 minutes.
Yes. And Mike's going back to bed. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Everybody making us feel better about ourselves here.
Yeah. So I really am happy about Robin.
Well, of course. Who wouldn't be?
I know. Come on.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, all the little, you know, staying alive jokes and everything like that's just jive talking right there.
Exactly. Jeez.
I'll bet you Barry still has great hair.
Oh, you know he does.
He's still got a spectacular mullet. And that sexy facial hair, scruffy look.
He's like a man of the street.
Exactly.
It's like he's spending a night on Broadway.
Anyway, but back to our point, Lorna.
Yes.
Oh, darn. Lorna isn't available to hear us.
Oh.
That's the point of this. But Lorna did make a couple of points in the chat room early on when we were not yet ready. She talked about that lots of forms of humor, such as satire and sarcasm, are often taken the wrong way, especially in the context of politics and social issues.
That's correct.
And oh yeah, of course she's right. That's the kind of the basis of our whole blog and in our show, is that we use humor and ridicule and mocking of some people.
Right.
To make serious points about about society and about how we're going to hell in a handbasket here in this country.
And what are you going to do other than laugh about it and still be
right.
serious?
Because your vote doesn't count, so.
Unless you're one of the Koch brothers.
Yeah. So, sometimes you want to use humor. And and a lot of these subjects are very heavy, and you can really get depressing and sad, and people don't want to read that.
And I'll tell you what, humor is a great weapon in exposing how stupid someone's idea may be.
Oh, sure.
Just like when you wrote about the abortion cafe, I thought that was excellent.
Right. Nobody's ever going to serve aborted fetuses in food, for God's sakes.
Although that was brought up during a debate in the Oklahoma legislature, and you just had to point it out.
Yeah. I mean, that was even more absurd than their attempt to outlaw Sharia law, as if that could ever become law over our Constitution.
Well, according to Sean Hannity, the man with a vagina, it could. And see,
yes.
That's why you
that's
point
why
out
you
the
to...
fact. You point out
he has
the
a
fact
vagina.
You point out the fact he is so afraid of Sharia law because, well, he's actually a woman.
Right. And we all know how oppressed women are under Sharia law. And it all comes together in a humorous yet poignant way.
Yeah. I think we do a fine job. However, Jay.
There's somebody who doesn't.
And I think it's time for her to speak her very mature mind.
Tea break with Shmoop. Hola.
Jason, how are you this fine day?
Elizabeth, I'm just wonderful.
That's great.
Great to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Ah, wonderful.
Yes.
Yes. So have we pointed out how wrong you are about this accusation that you have leveled against us?
Well, first I have one word for you. Boobies!
Oh,
who's the mature one? Also, you need to go back and listen to this show. Midgets? Making fun of Robin? Come on.
You're taking it all the wrong way.
How am I taking it the wrong way?
Here's the thing. If you approach something with a negative attitude, you will get negative results.
Okay, fine.
That's what I was always taught in school, especially by that teacher who whacked me upside the head with the yardstick. Mrs.
Oh, you got the yardstick. Awesome.
Ooh, goodness. But, you know, I mean, you know, people, they, a lot of times they get what they want out of things they hear. They hear what they want to hear. They take it the way they want it to be said, if it's, you know, if they want it to be a negative thing, and they try to find a way to make it negative. And we weren't being negative or immature. We were celebrating people.
I understand that.
I mean, this isn't a really diverse area. I don't see too many little people around here. Especially when there's no carnival or circus in town. and we don't have a local comedy troupe that works, you know. Sketch comedy troupe. So so I just, you know, was caught by surprise.
All right. Well, I have to admit something.
Okay.
I believe I'm a little more immature than the both of you.
No, not at all. You are a fine, mature, thoughtful, considerate person.
Well, I find all your stuff funny, and I am a huge fan, so.
Well, I know that you just want us to be better, and that's why you said what you said.
But, ladies and gentlemen, please take my advice. You guys do not hear the prep show. And that is maturity at a whole nother level.
Well, things sometimes get out of hand there.
Yes, I have been privy to a few of the prep shows, and
well, that's different.
But I
that's where
we
let our hair down.
But I will apologize because I have thought over the last few days, and I told Matthew this. I believe I am actually more immature than the both of you.
Yeah, there we go.
See? You've been vindicated.
And I feel very vindicated, too.
That's good.
And I thank you. Only a mature grown-up would accept your apology.
Exactly.
And thank you.
And I will send you back to the Mat Man.
Well, okay. Here comes the immaturity again.
Justice has been served.
Another victory.
And now,
another victory for righteousness.
That's right.
And decency.
We have toppled Time Warner Cable. We have toppled CW Ozarks.
Uh-huh. We have toppled YouTube and Google Plus.
Yeah. And now, and this is kind of hot, we both toppled the Schmoop.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
One could say we brought her to her knees.
Ooh. In a mature way, we say that.
Of course. Well,
yeah,
you know,
we didn't mean it. There was nothing. There was no innuendo there, for God's sake.
No. We approached this whole thing in a very, very professional and thoughtful and intelligent manner.
Yes.
And
we came together.
We toppled Lorna also.
Yes, Miss Natchwell.
Lorna Snatchwell.
Oh, she's on my list now. I will hunt her down. Don't think when this show's over that I won't go on Google and start typing in Laura Satchwell, because I will.
Uh-huh. We'll be doing the old, we'll be searching. on Blog Talk Radio. Find out who Miss Lorna Satchwell is. In fact, let's just check her BTR profile right now.
I bet it comes up.
Oh.
What?
This user has not entered a description yet.
Of course not. One
what
of those anonymous people.
Know? What do you know? She created that page simply to come in and argue with us and tell us how to run our own show, as if our wildly popular and critically acclaimed show wasn't already good enough.
Exactly. You know what? It's probably a pseudonym for Alan Levy. I think the CEO of Blog Talk Radio is actually Lorna Satchwell.
It very well could be, and there's probably a direct correlation between our countdown clock no longer working and Miss Lorna in our chat room today. It's all apart. BTR is trying to run us off because they fear our success.
They hate when you have success and you're not paying them.
Exactly. It's one of those things where, you know, it's like a TV show. It's like WKRP, where you had executives who just absolutely hated WKRP's popularity, and they worked hard to get it off the air despite the fact it was the number 7 rated show, which is exactly what they did. One of the biggest outrages ever.
And while we are joking about this, I know that you feel the same way that I do. There is some truth to this. There has to be.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist.
I'm not either.
I mean, for the most part, I mean, look, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Yeah, I think it's possible TWA-800 was shot down by a Navy missile. But other than that, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. But there's something to this, because this has been a rather systematic one-thing-after-another approach by BTR.
Hey, exactly. Hey, Jay, look, our show from 2 months ago is up, and it won't show our new show. Why is that?
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah, all of a sudden, yeah. An old show shows up on the first or second page out of nowhere. Weird. Weird, I tell you. And you know, our local news show was well received. It was upvoted by people on both Reddit and Dig. So we know that was a very good show, and it got very good numbers. But I don't know. An old show seemed to keep it out of the top.
that was the weirdest thing. I'm sure it was a coincidence.
Of course it was. It's just a glitch.
A glitch, that's right.
Glitch in the system.
That's right. But we persevere.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. They can't win. We will win this battle of wills.
Yes. Because we're not broadcasting for BTR or self-fulfillment. We're broadcasting for you, the listener.
Damn right. That's who we're here for.
That's right.
So, yeah, this is one of the more satisfying shows we've done.
This is very nice. And in fact, I mean, it may sound different when I play it back here in a little while, but I thought our leading up to the topic was very nice, very good banter, and yet one Miss Lorna Satchwell did not appreciate our friendly
banter. I know.
That,
you know, a part of what people really love about our show is our witty banter back and forth. And they'd like to hear about our little stories about what's going on. And there she is.
An interloper trying to upset a magical formula.
Exactly. All right, so I know we have less than a minute. So I guess we can wrap things up here.
We can wrap things up.
Yeah, and of course, we'll be off Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern on No Nap Wednesday.
That's right. Oh God, I.
And that's going to be a big. That's going to be a big show. There's all kinds of primaries on Tuesday. The NFL draft starts on Thursday.
Oh God. 45 minutes kinds. Won't be enough.
No.
But we'll make
talk
it work
quickly.
Yeah.
We'll talk quickly.